This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So obviously, just a monumental day in Yankee history. On the 40th anniversary of Yogi Berra being lied to about job security, the Yankees remove their beard policy. So I'm here to give you, to me, in my life, the five Yankees I wish I had gotten to see with a beard.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Johnny Damon. I saw him in a Red Sox uniform with that beard, and I was jealous of his look with the Red Sox. It would have been cool to see him as a Yankee with that beard.
I was leaning towards making that number one, because seeing that caveman look with the Yankee pinstripes would have been legendary.
Look, this list continues. There are going to be people on here that we've never seen with a beard.
Well, I
just understand.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Aroldis Chapman. Hear me out. He grew some scruff at post-Yankees, and I got to be honest, looks more intimidating with the scruff. Does he give up the homer to Altuve if there's a beard?
Because he knew it was an off-speed pitch.
But would it have distracted Altuve just a little bit where he didn't hear the buzzer the right way?
Maybe he doesn't give up the home run the following year, too. We always forget about that one, maybe because there were no buzzers and because it was an empty ballpark. But he gave up the game winner to Tampa. Do you remember who the guy was?
Oh, it was somebody that...
I think I know the name, but I'm not even positive. I think it was Brousseau.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was somebody that
Mike Brousseau?
We brought this up last year. Like, he was available and somebody flirted with him. Yes.
Right, but he was the guy with his home run against Chapman, and it's so forgotten about because it was the pandemic and because it was the year after Altuve.
Yep, here we go.
Number three.
Hear me out. Paul O'Neill. Now, post-career, he hasn't had a beard either. Here's why I would say that, though. He was so insane with slamming the water cooler and everything. Maybe O'Neill would have been the type of 90s Yankee to start the rally beards, break out of the slump kind of thing. And I feel like Paul O'Neill would have looked tough as hell with a beard.
That would have been weird.
Yeah, he just seems too, like, clean cut.
He does, but if you go back and remember how crazy he was as a player.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's what made it more, I don't know, menacing.
I guess. But now I'm dreaming. All right, here we go.
Number two.
There's no better beer-drinking Yankee player that would have looked good with a beard than David Wells when he took the hill.
Yeah, that would have fit him, too.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Bald guy with an intimidating beard.
Right.
And I'm pumped for number one.
Didn't sleep the night before.
Yes. Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one Yankee I wish we could have gotten to see with a beard. And it's a year too late. John Sterling.
It didn't apply, did it?
Yeah, everybody works for the organization.
Hold on, if you're including everyone who works for the organization, there were other people I would have brought up.
Who?
Like Hal himself or the boss. Like, wouldn't you want to see them with beards?
Well, look, I can only fit five in here, but John Colin, you know, on a good off the West Coast trip, forgets his razor, comes back, be great.
I think John Sterling was always allowed to grow a beard. Like what Hal said earlier today. Yeah, because Hal said it, because someone asked him about ununiform personnel, and he said... We've always been allowed to do that. It was just players in uniform and coaches in uniform. So there were Yankee executives allowed to grow a beard if they wanted to. Just Randy LaVine chose not to.
Well, nonetheless, I wish I got to see John in a beard. Maybe right. Dave Sims will grow one this year.
He very well could. All right, there you go. There's Sean Cinco de Five-O. Obviously, this has been a big topic all day long, talking about this beard policy change, and we've heard from everybody. Right? Tiki's given his opinion. Mm-hmm. I've given my opinion. Sean's given his opinion. You, the audience, have given their opinion. But there's one opinion we haven't quite heard from yet. So, we haven't had this at the radio station in a very long time, and for some of our older listeners, you may remember the missives. So, ladies and gentlemen, a missive from the boss.
Hal and Brian, you've done it now. You've done the unthinkable. Change my beard policy. What? Were you sitting around, twiddling your thumbs, thinking, hey, let's make the Yankees look like a circus? Because let me tell you, fellas, if that's what you were going for, congratulations, mission accomplished. Let's get something straight. This is not about just any beard. I get it. People like their facial hair. Fine. But we're talking about beards. Some of them are a disaster, some of them are unsightly, and some of them look like they're being worn by guys who lost a bet at a lumberjack convention. You ever see one of those beards that looks like a bird could move in at any moment? I hate those. You want to wear a beard that looks like it could double as a homeless shelter for woodland creatures? Go ahead, but not on my Yankees, not in my house. And we'll know why this is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's happening. It's one thing to lose Juan Soto in free agency, but you guys lost him to the freaking New York Mets. Let that sink in. Juan Soto, a player who could have made us the powerhouse we used to be, yet we let him slip away. I'll tell you right now, folks, under my watch, we would never have lost Juan Soto. I would have pulled the trigger, I would have made the deal, and he would have been in pinstripes playing in the Bronx where he belongs. And don't get me started on the scraggly beards. You know the ones that look like someone tried to grow it out but only got halfway there before giving up? Hal? Brian? These are the beards that make me want to throw a bucket of clippers at the team. I want a sharp and clean look, like a professional athlete, not some guy who's been living in a cave for the last 5 years. But the worst? Oh, I'll tell you the worst.
What's the worst?
The worst is when a guy tries to grow one of those fancy beards that looks like he's trying to start a hipster coffee shop in Williamsburg. Those beards that are meticulously groomed with oils and combs and probably have a name. Stop it. I don't need my players looking like they're getting ready to open a food truck or talk to me about their artisanal beard care line. This isn't the place for that, and I'll tell you this. You take those kinds of beards and Juan Soto, the player we should have signed, and I would never, never have let him walk. Soto's the type of player that demands respect. And what do? We let him slip right through our fingers. You think we would have lost Juan Soto under my watch? Not a chance. I would have traded half the roster for him, and while doing it, I'd have made sure everyone's beards were in tip-top shape. No excuses. And we'd be winning championships instead of sitting around questioning our beard policies. So, Hal, Brian, You've taken this team in a direction that I never thought possible. But if you want to keep letting guys look like they're auditioning for a role in Duck Dynasty, then good luck. But mark my words, next time you walk past a Yankee locker room and you see a player's beard looking like he's trying to camouflage himself in a swamp, I'll be watching. Let's get back to what we do best. Winning. Not worrying about which kind of beard has too much oil in it. Thank you. And remember, no more beards that look like they belong in a nature documentary, all right? Let's win this thing. Go Yankees.
Wow.
The boss, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've all wondered throughout today, what would he say about this policy?
I think it's exactly that.
Would it be exactly
just
that?
Just a little bit more explicatives in there.
Ah, yes. Good to hear from the boss. It's been a very long time. Those missives used to be a big part of this radio station.
Yeah, do you think when he woke up, he was stunned Cashman was still the GM?
That's a great question. It's been a long time, man. It's been a hell of a run. It's crazy to think about. This is a new day, though, in New York Yankee history. It is a new day. And now, Devin Williams can grow that beard back. Mm. It's funny to think about how, you know, Sean mentioned this at the top, that they did this for Devin Williams. They didn't do this for Devin Williams. But Devin Williams may have been like the final straw.
Yeah.
Like if you're Hal and you're thinking about a policy change for all these years, and then you have this guy you acquire, he looks so sad when he has to cut his beard. That could have been the final moment of, ah, screw it, let's do it.
Well, Hal's interesting that he talked about he's been thinking about this for some time. So it's not like this happened right now. It happened over the course of, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, who knows?
Well, he even said it could be 10 years, yeah.
Right, he'd been talking about this for a long time. And I wonder what ultimately changed his mind, whether it was a player, whether it was someone in the organization, say Cashman himself, Aaron Boone, or he just was listening to the fan base.
Well, the fan base has been passionate about
this. I know they have. So I wonder what... I mean, yes, we're speculating it's losing Juan Soto and Devin Williams and potentially losing him in free agency if you don't amend this policy because he's so tied to his beard, so much so that he cut it. But you know what I mean? Like, what ultimately pushed him?
Yeah.
And I wonder what the advice was from former players because he also said he talked to the former guys, not just the current guys.
Right. I think that whenever you make a big decision, there's more than one reason. And so my point about Juan Soto, and don't get this confused for anyone just tuning in, it's not that Juan Soto wanted to grow a beard or he left because of the beard policy. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you lost a free agent you didn't want to lose, mm-hmm. and you reevaluate everything.
Right.
You reevaluate anything that you think could put you at a disadvantage when battling for free agents. So I think that's a big factor. And yeah, I think when you acquire a player who had a beautiful, well-kept beard like Devin Williams, mm-hmm. and he's forced to cut it, and he looks so sad and different when it was cut. Like Devin Williams, for whatever reason, when I was watching him throw a bullpen without the beard, I was like,
"It's hard to recognize him." You don't even who is that? Oh, that's Devin Williams.
And I feel bad for him.